All right, Cooper Webb. Hey, man, at the beginning of the weekend, if you were like, hey, you're going to get third, you're going to stand on the podium, you probably would have took it, right? And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, no, for sure. It was started off slow, but we got better each race every night, and no, it was good. I feel like I said, I always use this race kind of as a gauge. We're not 100% ready yet, you know, so it's good for me to, you know, last year I really struggled, and then we were able to turn it around in short 6 weeks and know what we need to work on, so I feel like same here. You know, I feel like it's good to get some more racing in on the Yamaha, know kind of what direction we need to go and work on, and same with me, you know. So yeah, no, I was pretty happy. Obviously fast guys, so that was good to be in the mix. I definitely felt better today, was a bit closer to everybody, so and then yeah, the last two mains were actually my best riding so far, so yeah, all good. I'm just take the podium even if there was some mistakes, but that's me, man, Mr. Consistent.
No, you'll take it. Was there any reason you got better, like, or was it any changes or any the track got slicker, so I don't know if that suited you. It shouldn't, but maybe any reason you can think of why you got better as it went on?
I think just more comfortability. Yeah, we were kind of making small changes throughout the weekend. Nothing too crazy, but we made a big change from yesterday to today with the fork, and that seemed to be a good direction. And I think just the more laps, you know, getting a little bit of confidence. And, you know, it is different. These guys like Jet and Kenny and even Hunter, their intensity right off the bat really was fast. So I think it kind of coming from just practicing, that definitely caught me a little bit off guard. So I think today I was just a little bit more ready to run that pace and kind of have the mindset of, hey, let's run this pace as long as we can and see what happens. And so, yeah, I'll take it.
I would just put myself in your shoes. Is it a lot of racing all weekend long? Like it seems like it's intense. Like you said, the mains are different lengths. It seems like, yeah, like you're out there and it is on six times in two nights.
Yeah, it definitely felt more riding this year. I don't know why, but I think that they, compared to last year, they lengthened the last main event. And that one was really, for me, like, you know, I don't think any of us are quite in 20 lap main event shape yet. Yeah. And it was like kind of a dig. So yeah, you do the it's about 12-13 laps, you know, both days. And I think what kind of wrecks you is you don't get much sleep Saturday night, but hey, that's yeah, why we do it is to come here and get some laps.
And how, where are you at on your bike? Obviously it's Blue Crew, it's amazing, we all know that, but where are you at, like, what do you want to get better, what are you still working on?
I think, like I said, just learning it, you know, like this is definitely some different conditions, you know, and that's something that we learn all the time. Like I've been riding at the farm, which is great, and we'll ride other places, which is great. But I think until you go racing, and even I think this year the track was a little bit different than even normal. It seemed like it was a bit harder, and the turns were honestly a little different than I remember them being, pretty flat. So yeah, just kind of knowing what to do. And I felt like Whoops, we were really strong. You know, cornering was something that is tough because you want it to turn tight, but then you need it to track. So we kind of fought that a little bit, but I think for me, honestly, right now it's just kind of getting some fitness, yeah, you know, some race pace. Like I said, I've been doing a lot of laps in boot camp, but the pace was high, and so that's something I'll definitely work on. And I'm sure we'll find something, you know, a little bit here and there. And I'm sure Gilly's got stuff waiting for me, but yeah, I think it was a good test. We were a small crew this weekend. We didn't bring anything, so, like, we were very limited to making any changes or anything. So now we kind of have a few ideas once we get home next week that we can try, and I think that'll be something for me to improve. And a big thing with starts. Starts sucked yesterday, and today they were a lot better. So got to keep working on those.
That's my next question. Your starts weren't good yesterday. Phil was yelling at you. Did you change anything or do anything to help the start?
Yeah, we did. We actually we changed a tire, and that actually, for me, helped. And then also, this was not like the U.S. There's like this, it's like a pyramid fucking over the gate. So I was hitting my wheel on that, and then it was popping me up. And I was watching the guys today, just all the, honestly, it was like Aranda and those guys were really getting over it. So I started kind of actually trying to wheelie off the grate to get over, and that definitely helped.
Okay. So did you tell Phil that, or did you call him?
Yeah, he just said, I'm a two-time champ, figure the F out.
Okay. Hey, I thought the sand section for you was hit and miss. I thought, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, you dove it in there a few times, stood up, kind of like, and then it was on the outside. You were taking the outside for a bit, and I don't know if that was any better. It seemed like it was, sometimes you nailed it perfectly, but I did think here and there you were like, ah, fuck, I fucked the sand up again, you know? Am I right, or?
No, it was my kryptonite all weekend, okay. And I think it's, you know, it's tough because that's where I could definitely use some legs, I'm not going to lie, yeah. But, you know, I think it is tough when you throw in sand and supercross settings and suspension, and, you know, I'm trying to treat it like supercross, and it seems like, you know, the Lawrence bros and even Kenny, they just hit it like a straight outdoor section. So we'll work on that, and we got sand at the farm, so I'll be good by A1.
Yeah. Well, good job, man. Yeah, improved every time you got out there, and third overall. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks.